Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. In regards to Muharram, as you all aware that the year 1446 has begun and we are in the month of Muharram and the days of Ashura are very close. In regards to Ashura, the Islamic calendar, our amal, our deen, it's very, very important we learn our correct deen. One is to learn deen, but to listen and to learn the correct deen. What is the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? This is the highest form of knowledge. What is Allah Ta'ala wants me right now? And how to fulfill the command of Allah in the sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very important. Our life is these two things. What is the command of Allah? How to fulfill the command of Allah? In that is our success. So we have to learn the correct deen every given moment. When it comes to Ashura also, what is the command of Allah? What was, what is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We find through the passage of time, staying in communities, societies, a lot of things creep up. But is that part of deen? So should be very, very careful. We use this word bid'at, that we don't get involved in innovations. When it comes to innovations and bid'at, ulama explain, that sometimes bid'at becomes worse than sins also. When it comes to gunas and sins, a person understands this is a sin. So sooner or later in his life, he will make tawbah. He will turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When it comes to bid'at, when it comes to innovations, then a person regards this to be part of deen. Entire life comes out in bid'at, innovations, whether in Ramadan, whether Eid, whether Ashura, different occasions in Islamic calendar, but innovations, practice upon innovations, a person never makes tawbah, never repents to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and there's grave warnings also, that we want to do good, we want to be generous, we want to be kind, but everything is within the confines of Sharia, and that is a pleasure of Allah. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deen accommodates for every single person. Deen is something which is very, very basic, very easy, cost-effective. إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, deen is very easy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Allah intends for you easiness. Allah doesn't want difficulty for you. Just to understand this point also, that deen is very easy. Deen isn't only now for the affluent, or a person who has means. That Ashura will come, he has to spend so much, this is sunnah. We know Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they didn't have that amount of means, like how we have today. So we should put every command of Allah into perspective. Every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, put into perspective that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in Madina Munawwara, was probably Masjid al-Nabwi, talking to a gathering of people who had very meager means, and telling them now to be a bit generous today. And that is the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in every hadith, every command of Allah, we put into perspective, what is the teaching of deen, what is the pleasure of Allah, and to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Muharram has come, we'll find many innovations, and the grave warning also. As we mentioned, a person won't make tawbah. There's a riwayat that comes, a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. A dua that we all should be making, we are making. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be 1 mile above our head, person will be absolutely thirsty. Ya Allah, give us, say, a goblet of water from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the Hawza Kothar. Allah Ta'ala, accept all of us. But at that time is mentioned in the riwayat that there will be a group of people that will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Outwardly looking like Muslims. They will be coming to get the share of the water. The malaika will come and will say to them, suhqan, suhqan. They get away, get away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will call out, why are you chasing them away? They are part of my ummah, O Nabi of Allah. You don't know what they innovated after your demise. Because of that they will be deprived. They will be deprived of the water of Kothar from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grave warning. Today we know when it comes just to water, how much of emphasis on filtered water and bottled water. The day of Qiyamah, you want that water to drink. So we should be very, very careful, especially now in Ashura, in Muharram, all these bid'at that are taking place, and look at the motivation. Why are we doing these things? When it comes to Muharram, there are many, many things you will find people mention about. We got ulama-i-kiram, authentic websites, fatwa departments. As ulama-i-kiram, what do we do on Ashura? There are so many things you will find, the people will send out recordings and clips. Adam alayhi salam was created on this day. Nuh alayhi salatu salam was saved on this day. And many other things which are not found in Sharia. Yes, Musa alayhi salatu salam gained salvation. That is authentic. Nabi alayhi salatu salam came to Medina Munawwara. He saw the Jews fasting, so he asked him. He said, we are fasting out of celebration that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala saved our Nabi. One point from here also, we find in Sharia, celebration doesn't always mean to feast. Celebration also is to fast. Every time we want to throw a da'wah, sometimes keep a roza also. Together with this, we don't go to extremes. When it comes to roza, when it comes to getting our work done by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and especially when it comes to innovations, sometimes we find people taking mannat. They're taking oaths. And here ulama say also taking oaths or mannat, as we call it, a vow, a nadhar, doesn't influence any way the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala or the decree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yes, a person's dua. But people take mannat. Sometimes the ladies also. Daughter can't get married, son not having children, we take mannat. The motivation is the pleasure of Allah. To the extent ulama explains, Salatul Hajat also we read. Salatul Hajat is not for the Hajat and the need. Salatul Hajat, the motivation, the catalyst. This is a very fine point for us to understand. The catalyst for Salatul Hajat is only the pleasure of Allah. Ya Allah, you become so pleased with my two rakats that Ya Allah, you take care of my work. Whether Allah Ta'ala does it as I want it or not, immaterial. My responsibility, my duty as a slave is to submit to Allah, perform my two rakat salah, hand it over to Allah. Ya Allah, I've handed my affairs over to you. Whether my work gets done or not, but I am a slave. I have to submit to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So the need is very important. Everything I do is only to please Allah. So when it comes to Ashura also, the motivation, the catalyst, the ba'ithul amal, dafi'ul amal, what's sparking my amal right now? Why am I doing it? It's only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And is this found in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Ashura, tomorrow night will be the 9th. Today is the 8th. Then tomorrow night will be the 10th. Tonight will be the 9th. Tomorrow will be the 9th. After Maghrib will be the 10th. Now how to spend, how much to spend? Hadith Sharif is very easy, very clear. The person who is a bit generous upon his family. Generous. Doesn't mention anything about Ashura gifts, that I have to buy some gifts. There's a woman folk, the man is parishan, where do we go, what do we do? And Hadith Sharif says, ala iyalihi, to be generous upon his family. The word iyal refers to those who live under your roof. Those whose expenditure you carry, that is your iyal. Not extended family, not neighbors, not friends. Is that a Christmas or some other occasion? This is an ibadah. To spend upon those that are within your family, just a little bit extra. No need to have a big da'wah also. That's why we are saying, go back in the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Was there a big da'wah in his home? Was he spending so much in the home? But more generous. We just spend a little. Deen is very easy. That's why we are reiterating that every hadith and every amal of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we look at the crowd in the majlis in Medina Munawwara who was being addressed right now. Oh my Sahaba Ikram, be a bit generous on that day. They weren't going out to the markets and filling the markets up. We're going to buy gifts for everybody in Medina Munawwara. It was a simple amal. Great barakat in simplicity. So there's no celebration and there's no going out and buying gifts. It's a simple amal, Ashura. You spend a bit extra on the family, whatever the family wants, they like, and spending on the 10th. Now, people ask a technical question. When is the 10th? When do we spend? When do we have the meal, etc.? Is that about the meal? Is the spending on the family? So the 10th will start from tomorrow evening, after Maghrib. Extend to the following Wednesday evening, till Maghrib. That is the 10th. Person who spends during that time, Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, he says that I made amal upon this hadith. That the person who will spend a bit extra on the day of Ashura, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be just as generous upon him for the entire year. He says, for 50 to 60 years I've been amal upon this and I found the effect of this, the barakat in my family, in my home. So on that time, whether tomorrow evening we do shopping online, you don't have to go out, the 10th already, or on the 10th we'll take the family out. And yes, after Maghrib will be the meal, if we're having a meal, which is also not a sunnah that we have to have a meal. Whatever extra we need to buy, put on the table, buy for the family, whatever it may be, it's a simple amal. One is not spending upon the family, and then the other innovation, there's no specific type of meal to cook on the day of Ashura. Ask ulama ikram, see into the kitabs also, the practice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that time, what dishes were prepared, there was nothing specific. That now because of some mourning, or because nobody celebrates the death of anyone. But now when he comes to the death of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's no celebration for that either. Yes, Karbala took place, but the lesson of Karbala, as ulama explained, the crux of it, was the last, amongst the last a'mal of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was his salah that he performed, fully drenched in his own blood. No water available. The lesson of Karbala was salah. How the sahaba ikram or the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how loyal they were to the deen of Allah, and the last amal in their life was salah. Never omitted salah. That is the lesson of it. So in all these occasions, we look at the ahadith, we look at the practices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, innovations Allah ta'ala save us, that we stay away from them. Those of us are educated, and our homes have ta'aleem, educate our families, our parents. We have groups nowadays, alhamdulillah, family groups. Slowly, slowly educate them. The older people, possibly they have these old habits from before. The Ashura night, we have to give some fruits out, distribute something, etc. This never happened in Madinah Munawwara. It never happened in Masjid al-Nabawi either. So we want to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And just to conclude, one person came to Shaykh Yunus Jumpuri rahmatullah alayhi and asked him, and he said, Hazrat, I feel right now Allah Ta'ala is displeased with me. Allah is upset with me. He said, why do you feel like this? He said, I don't have enthusiasm for amal anymore. My salah, I'm not enjoying it. Quran, tilawat, dhikr. Give me something to do. And he gave a simple thing, he thought about it. And he says to him that if you make an effort to please the master of Madinah Munawwara, then I have hope in Allah, Allah will become happy with you. Please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do I do that? He said, look for the simple sunnahs, so the simple sunnahs. And make amal upon the sunnah, practice the sunnah, even though is that your habit. So he asked, what should I do? Simple amal he gave him. If you please Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's the motivation behind our amal. So he says, go now and drink a glass of water, even though is that your habit. Go and drink such a simple amal. Go drink a glass of water with the intention to make amal upon the sunnahs of drinking water. Is that your time? Is that your habit? Bismillah, sitting down, cover the head, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, 3 sips. You don't have the habit, do it just to make amal upon the sunnah. It comes a month later back. Hazrat, alhamdulillah, feeling much better. Allah is pleased with me. How do you know? My amal opened up. Amal opened up. I'm enjoying my amal. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in my dream and told me that I am happy with you. Simple. Deen is so simple. We don't have to do big, big things and innovations to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Bring the sunnah in our life. Ashura also. The fast of Ashura. We'll discuss that tomorrow also. The rewards for it. But to eradicate these things. Otherwise we'll find today, tomorrow, and the families want to go out, you know, do certain things, etc. Slowly we educate them and come upon the commands of Allah to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanakallahumma.